As we've been hearing about in the bulletin, news that Kamala Harris will be Democrat candidate Joe Biden's running mate in November's US presidential election gives the front page picture story to both the Irish Independent and the Irish Times, where Suzanne Lynch writes from Washington that Joe Biden revealed Ms. Harris as his choice yesterday, ending months of speculation and following an intense selection process. Details of the government's nine-month plan for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic feature across the papers and give the Irish Times its lead story. A new colour-coded system of status levels is being developed. It's envisaged as an instinctive system consisting of red, orange, yellow and blue statuses, with status blue only possible when a vaccine or similarly effective medical breakthrough has happened. Elsewhere on the Independent's front page, Senna Maloney has the story that €240,000 worth of travel expenses was claimed by senators during the lockdown, despite the fact that the Seanad itself was closed for 90 days. Inside the paper, he lists details of 48 members of the upper house who still received the benefits on top of their salaries of up to €68,000. The Irish News and the Belfast Telegraph both carry the story of Anna Sophia Gallagher, a 31-year-old Northern Irish woman who's been living and working in Beirut for the last 2 years. Speaking to Alan Preston in the Telegraph, she recounts how last Tuesday she was sitting outside a restaurant with a friend just a mile from the port when the devastating explosion happened. Recalling a moment of absolute total destruction, she describes how the buildings seemed to inhale and almost exhale and just spat out all of the contents. On page one of the Irish Times, Harry McGee has the story that the pandemic has led to a €120 million overrun in the budget for direct provision. A briefing paper from the Department of Justice for Minister Helen McEntee says the department would have struggled to stay within budget even without the exacerbating effect of the pandemic. And both the Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Daily Mirror lead with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's warning yesterday that there will be further outbreaks of COVID-19 when the schools return. Speaking to RTE Television's Open for Business, the Taoiseach said he couldn't give an absolute guarantee that schools would reopen in the new term. In the Irish Examiner, Mick Clifford reports on a data leak at the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection after the personal files of staff and former staff members were leaked through a data breach in one of the department's IT systems. The Mail goes big on the much-hyped publication of Finding Freedom, the controversial new book about Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan's strained relationship with the royal family. The publication of the book features across several papers this morning, with the Mail summarising with this cutting verdict on the book on page one. The only winners from this heap of saccharine guff are the authors cashing in. And finally in features, the Herald has the story of life coach Marianne Herron, who took up boxing at the age of 77. Marianne says the sport not only gives her a full body workout, it also keeps her mind sharp and is a lot of fun, writing that she had fantasised about trying to box ever since she interviewed Barry McGuigan years ago. She has some tips about technique and mindset too, describing how boxing can be seen as the noble art of self-defense. If you don't get hit, you can't lose.